live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Wednesday edition of Q&A. I'm DJ Phone, and we're going to learn a lot today because as we start the program, we're going to talk to Jim Natal for the Literary Southwest series highlighting poet Christopher Merrill, who's coming this Friday to the series at Yavapai College. And then after the news break with Link, we will talk with Damian Browning. He and his wife, Ann, operate Steps to Recovery Homes in the Verde Valley, helping people back on the road to recovery. Just to let you know, Catholic Charities in Prescott has expanded the VITA, the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. I use that myself a couple of times. In addition to the Prescott location, their free tax prep services by IRS certified volunteers are being held at the Prescott Valley Library Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 to 4, with appointments at both locations recommended. Call 928-460-985. That is free tax preparation. The Arizona Coyotes are off until tomorrow. They've won their last four games. They will host the Calgary Flames. That's the first of three games in four nights. You can hear it live tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock on KQ&A FM. And Friday afternoon is the grand opening of Rafter 11, the wonderful spice and oils and vinegars and olives shop right next to Buffalo Wild Wings. It's across the parking lot from the Harkins Theater in Prescott Valley. Say hello to our friend Don when you get there. They'll have special offerings of culinary oils, olives, spices, and wines. That's Rafter 11, right next to Buffalo Wild Wings, grand opening this Friday afternoon. Stay tuned because we're going to talk to Jim Natal about Literary Southwest and a famed poet coming to Yavapai College this Friday on today's edition of Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live at KQ&A.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Friends, let me tell you a true story about family tradition. The Gettles household name began back in the late 1920s when we became heating and cooling pioneers during the Great Depression. Fast forward to 1987 here in central and northern Arizona, my grandsons, Adam and Ted Gettle, founded Gettles High Desert Mechanical and have built their business on doing the right thing for customers, just like we've always done, utilizing industry-leading technology and, most importantly, a highly trained group of caring folks. Gettles has become the name to trust for premium heating, air conditioning, and plumbing installation and service. Yep, it's always been about people. Let Gettles provide solutions for your comfort, and we thank you kindly.
Call Gettles at 772-2751 for a complimentary evaluation of your heating and cooling or plumbing, or visit GettlesHDM.com to see more about their products and services. Doing air conditioning and plumbing right. Don't settle. Get Gettles.
For a
over 50 years, Prescott College has been empowering future leaders to make a difference in local and global communities.
Hi, I'm Courtney Osterfeld, Executive Director of the Launchpad Teen Center. I earned a bachelor's and a master's degree from Prescott College. Today, I am proud to make a difference in our community by inspiring teens to achieve their dreams. My experience with Prescott College provided me with the skills and experience to develop and manage a nonprofit organization.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, you know, our friends at Prescott Area Shelter Services and our friend Katie Norris, they are putting on a fundraiser this weekend at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. They are staging the play, the Eva Ensler play, Vagina Monologues. That will be Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at the Davis Learning Center at ERAU, and all of the ticket sales will benefit Prescott Area Shelter Services. That's the Vagina Monologues staging this Friday and Saturday at 7:30 at the Davis Learning Center at ERAU to benefit Prescott Area Shelter Services. Well, you know, the Oscars are coming up March 4th. That's a week from Sunday. Time flies by quickly, and Jimmy Kimmel once again will host. And it's kind of a toss-up in a lot of categories. Who's going to win? Even in some of the major categories, even Las Vegas is kind of giving up, saying, hey, this is, you know, you name it. Who's going to win what? Well, anyway, you know, there are 9 Best Picture nominees this year. They allow up to 10. They came up with 9. And those Best Picture nominees are The Shape of Water, 3 Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, Dunkirk, Get Out, Call Me By Your Name, Lady Bird, Phantom Thread, The Post, and Darkest Hour. Entertainment Weekly magazine says it's going to come down to between probably The Shape of Water, which has 13 Oscar nominations, and 3 Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, thanks largely to a dynamite performance from Frances McDormand, who is pretty much a shoe-in for Best Actress. With the Best Actress, Frances McDormand, of course, is the favorite. Other women in that category include Saoirse Ronan from Lady Bird, Sally Hawkins for The Shape of Water, Meryl Streep for The Post, and Margot Robbie for I, Tonya. That movie didn't get a whole lot of Oscar nominations, but her performance really stood out. That's Margot Robbie. And, of course, McDormand is the favorite. In the category of Best Actor, Gary Oldman is pretty much a favorite for that. He became Winston Churchill for the movie Darkest Hour. Timothy Chalamet is the youngest. If he wins, he'll be the youngest ever Best Actor Oscar winner. He is the candidate for the movie Call Me By Your Name, which is playing right now, by the way, at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley. Other nominees for Best Actor, Daniel Day-Lewis in his final performance in Phantom Thread, Daniel Kaluuya, who was so outstanding in Get Out, and Denzel Washington for a movie that I don't think really deserved any Oscar nominations, Roman J. Israel, Esquire. Best Supporting Actress, Allison Janney might run away with this one because she was dynamite in I, Tonya. Laurie Metcalf, who we know from 10 years of being on Roseanne, she played Roseanne's sister, Jackie. Laurie Metcalf was great in Lady Bird. The other nominees in Best Supporting Actress are Mary J. Blige for Mudbound, Leslie Manville for Phantom Thread, and Octavia Spencer for The Shape of Water. In the category Best Supporting Actor, Sam Rockwell is kind of a favorite for 3 Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. I say kind of because there's another actor from that film, Woody Harrelson, who might take some votes away from him, as people who really like that movie may split their vote for Best Supporting Actor. And if Sam Rockwell doesn't win, don't be surprised if Willem Dafoe wins the Best Supporting Actor for the movie The Florida Project. I don't believe that's played here yet. I could be wrong about that. that, but he was great in that. Also, Richard Jenkins is nominated Best Supporting Actor for The Shape of Water, and Christopher Plummer in one of the most amazing Hollywood stories ever. He was called from out of retirement at age 88 with 3 days' notice to take over the role of Kevin Spacey after the movie All the Money in the World had finished filming. He flew to England to reshoot Spacey scenes over only 10 days and absolutely aced that role. One of the great performances and great Hollywood stories of all time. And finally, you know, they have up to 10 Best Picture nominees, but only 5 Best Director nominees. So you're going to have people who were not nominated for a Best Picture nomination. And, of course, the joke is, well, I guess the Best Picture nomination, the Best Picture directed itself. Well, here are the category nominees in Best Director. Guillermo del Toro for The Shape of Water. He's kind of a favorite for that. Christopher Nolan for Dunkirk. Jordan Peele for Get Out. Greta Gerwig for Lady Bird, and Paul Thomas Anderson for Phantom Thread. You know, you can't have a great movie without a great screenplay. And in the category of Best Adapted Screenplay, this is adapted from a different medium, you have Call Me By Your Name, which in itself is a great story because it's a very current story about a very young gay man falling for a straight man who is in his mid-20s. While they're vacationing in Italy. The story was written by James Ivory. Remember the Merchant Ivory films of the 80s and 90s, those soft-focus English royalty movies, the period pieces? Well, James Ivory is 89 years old, and he wrote the screenplay for Call Me By Your Name. The other categories, the great Aaron Sorkin for Molly's Game, Scott Neustadler and Michael Weber for The Disaster Artist, the James Franco film, Virgil Williams and Dee Reese for Mudbound, the Mary J. Blige movie, and Logan with the screenplay by Scott Frank and James Mangold. Best Original Screenplay, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. It certainly is original. Get Out by Jordan Peele. I kind of hope he wins. That's a great movie. Lady Bird, Greta Gerwig. In the Year of the Woman, Greta Gerwig just might have a big night, Oscar night. The Shape of Water, Best Original Screenplay by Guillermo del Toro and Vanessa Taylor. And The Big Sick. That's kind of the underdog in this whole thing because it was the little movie that could. An independent movie starring a stand-up comic with a real-life story about how he and his wife met. They were dating outside of his family's permission because he was from Pakistan, and his family wanted him to meet and marry a Pakistani woman, so he's dating this white blonde girl in Chicago, and they had to keep it secret, and then she fell seriously ill, went into a coma. And that's how he met her parents. Pretty good movie, The Big Sick. So, those are your Oscar nominations. The Oscar telecast will be on Sunday, the 4th of March on ABC. Jimmy Kimmel is hosting. And coming up next Tuesday, that will be the 27th, I will be on Sandy Moss's morning show, Sandy and Friends on AZTV Channel 7. And Sandy and I will talk about the Oscars, who we think will win in each category. So, we hope you will tune in for that. That is a look at the Oscars, as we hope Jim Natal from Literary Southwest calls in. If not, I want to remind you that Christopher Merrill, the noted poet, will be at Yavapai College this Friday and at Peregrine Books this Saturday. In the meantime, we're going to take a break here and come back with more on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at kqna.com.
With eyes as unique as yours, you need options. At Nationwide Vision, we've been Arizona's eye care professionals for over 30 years and can help you find the perfect eyeglasses to fit your vision needs. You can get 2 pairs of eyeglasses for just $99.99, including no-line bifocals, now also serving Arizona in select JCPenney locations. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE or visit nationwidevision.com to schedule your appointment today. Nationwide Vision. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, Market Area Manager for Finley Automotive Group Prescott. The team at Finley Auto Group Prescott believes that customer service means making your vehicle buying experience an enjoyable one. Our websites help us fulfill this mission by providing all the information you need to buy a car online, including a complete listing of 10,000 new, used, and certified pre-owned in the Finley vehicle inventory. Finding and providing quotes on vehicles, and because of our volume buying, you can shop the very best deal and choose from an extraordinary number of financing options for any credit need. Go online anytime at FinleyAutoPrescott.com.
Hi, I'm Michael Hoyt, General Manager of Finley Subaru Prescott. No matter how you shop, it's important for us to treat you like a guest and exceed your expectations. Feel free to pay us a visit in person and experience our dealership service and excellent selection of vehicles. We offer our customers modern dealerships with a comfortable environment and no sales pressure.
Finley Automotive Group, not just a better dealership, but a great community partner. Finley Automotive Group in Prescott with Toyota, Subaru, Buick, GMC, and Hyundai.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, and have a whole lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental financial option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Mineral buildup, dull, lifeless hair, and water spots on your once sparkling dishes are avoidable problems. This is summer. Let RED Plumbing give you a better way of living by installing a water softening system. The folks at RED Plumbing have a quick and easy hard water test, so you can take out the guesswork. Don't wait any longer. Give us a call at 772-9296. Find us on Facebook or visit us at redplumbinginc.com.
Experience the professionals with Johnny's Tree and Landscaping. We are your one-stop shop. We offer a variety of services from tree pruning and removal to full landscape installation and maintenance. Our on-staff ISA certified arborist will assure the maximum health of your trees all year long. At Johnny's Tree and Landscaping, your satisfaction is what we strive for. To set up your free estimate, call us at 830-4977 or visit our website at johnnystreeandlandscaping.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, our friend Dave Barrett decided to stop in. He is here on behalf of the Kiwanis Auction. How many years has the Kiwanis Auction been going on, Dave? 60-something years, I believe?
This is going to be our 70th annual Kiwanis Auction.
Wow! Holy smokes! Now, you were with, of course, Barrett Propane, and Barrett Propane's been part of the community for how long?
Well, Barrett Propane's been around for 10 years. However, the Barrett family, my father, mm-hmm. grandfather, and brother, have been selling propane since 1960 in Yavapai County.
So you've been a part of the Kiwanis Auction for a long, long time. Tell us the importance of the number of local people who are involved in the Kiwanis Auction and the local companies who are part of it.
You know, our local Kiwanis Club has about 90 people in it, and this is our only fundraiser. So everybody's involved to some level. And we have almost everybody's out soliciting businesses in our community, knocking on doors, and we have luckily lots of generous businesses who give a lot of items and money to the Kiwanis Auction. Mm-hmm. I believe our goal this year is around $190,000. Last year we were in the same ballpark. And, you know, I don't have the number with me, but I bet 600 or 700 businesses donate to the auction.
Wow. And one of the great things about it is because it is a community-wide effort, we have businesses who are sometimes having to work with their competitors, but all on the same page, on the same team, correct?
Correct. We have a lot of similar businesses donating, working mm-hmm. together within Kiwanis, and it's really neat to see the community come together for the kids.
Mm-hmm. So give me a brief history, for those who aren't aware of it, of Barrett Propane.
You know, actually, my grandfather, Connie Barrett, started a propane company and gas company here in 1960. He had several gas stations and sold propane on the side. And the business just grew over the years until 1981, I believe, my brother, Mal Jr., came into the company. Mm-hmm. Then my father retired from his job as an airline pilot.
Oh, wow.
And bought the company from his father. Mm-hmm. That was in 1987. And then I came back in 1994 to help out. We actually sold the company in 1997. Mm-hmm. However, after a 10-year non-compete and running a propane company we had in California, I started Barrett Propane here.
And now you, so you grew up in the propane family, correct?
I didn't. I wasn't involved in propane until I was in my 30s.
Why did you wait so long to get involved, or was it something that just kind of, it was destiny, you think?
It was destiny. I was worked as a controller of a software company in Southern California for a number of years before the family finally talked me into coming back to Prescott and working in the propane business.
Sure. How much of that talking had to do with, well, you can go from all the high cost of living and all the crowds in California to a little slower pace of life and friendlier community here?
Coincidentally, my wife and I just had our first daughter right before they came and leaned on me, and we decided it'd be a lot better to raise our daughter here in Prescott, Arizona than in the busy hustle bustle of Southern California.
Boy, and hustle bustle is the term, isn't it?
It sure is.
It really is different.
And it's still a great place to visit. I just, like they say, wouldn't want to live there.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I interview a lot of people who moved here from California, and I always say, well, you know, it's probably a lot easier to move from Southern California to Prescott than from Prescott to Southern California. That would be a culture shock, wouldn't
it? Yeah, and you know, now that's another lifetime ago. It's 20-plus years ago, and actually I went to elementary school here in Prescott, and something not many people know, I was a Prescott hotshot here in the 80s.
No kidding.
I was, yeah. That was actually the most fun job I've ever had.
No, why was that a fun job? Was it the camaraderie?
It's you're younger and you're in shape, and the camaraderie, being out in the woods with the guys, coming together as a team to get something done that was important. And I'm sure a lot of the guys feel the same way today. It was just a fun job.
So I have to ask you if you saw the Hot Shots movie that starred Josh Brolin.
I have not seen it yet.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I'm curious, you know, with your experience in that, you know, because I always ask people whose professions are portrayed on screen. When you watch a movie, how often do you go, no, that doesn't really happen? Because you would really know.
And that's kind of why I didn't want to watch it. And, you know, I did it so long ago, it might be different now. But one of the reasons I haven't seen it yet, and I will, is I just felt they couldn't really capture what it was really like.
Yeah.
And they may have. They very may have, because a lot of people really like the movie.
Sure.
I hear it's a real tearjerker.
It is. And the odd thing is, you know going in what's going to happen at the end.
You
but
do.
But they're very
tasteful
about it. Yeah, they don't exploit it, which I give them a lot of credit for.
Oh, good.
Did you ever see the Clint Eastwood film American Sniper with Bradley Cooper?
I did, yes.
Yeah, well, you might remember the ending of that. We know how Chris Kyle died, but they don't show it. What they show is the motorcade through his hometown, the people waving the flags on the overpasses. That, to me, is a tremendous way of honoring, you know, the way he died without exploiting it.
That is, and that, I don't know if that was included in the Hot Shot movie, but that was a special time here in Prescott when the motorcade came through Prescott and all the people lining the streets.
And Vice President Biden at the Prescott Valley Wind Center.
Yeah, actually, I was down in Yarnell that day as they came through Yarnell.
And
Yarnell was still closed. However, one employee and I went down there to check on a few of our propane tanks.
Sure.
And the motorcade happened to come through, and we were able to make it back to town to see a little bit of it in town as well.
So what is Barrett Propane doing for the Kiwanis Auction?
You know, we always give some certificates for propane, and I try to give a patio heater or a barbecue every night, and we do a sponsorship. And, you know, a lot of companies participate big like that, and it's just something that I really enjoy doing, and it's important for our kids, because all this money goes to the kids of all of our communities, not just Prescott, but the whole Quad City area, because our donors and our buyers are from the whole area.
Yeah. When you have someone who's a first-time propane customer, what kinds of safety tips do you have for them?
You know, we give them brochures. You know, it's important they know what the smell of propane is, kind of like natural gas. If you smell it, there might be a problem.
Now, do they add something to the propane to make it smell like
that? They do. They add a chemical called ethyl mercaptan.
Because they use that also for natural gas. Yeah, I remember
that. And it's, you know, some people say it smells like rotten eggs. It's just,
it's distinctive. That's the important thing.
It's distinctive,
sure. Yeah.
So we teach them, if they smell that, you know, you have a problem, call us.
Yeah.
If you have any questions anytime, always call us or call 911, but don't just ignore it and think it's going to go away. Unfortunately, we don't run into these situations a lot.
That's a good thing.
But it's important the customer knows how to identify a problem.
Well, we're glad you've been part of the community for so long. And tell us how great it is to keep things local business-wise.
It's very important, I think, to keep things local business-wise, because the money stays here.
It does.
And, you know, I've distributed pamphlets and brochures that have the percentages, but I certainly don't know them off the top of my head. But, you know, money you spend here generally stays here.
Yeah.
And I try to shop locally as much as I can. I'd much rather buy from a local businessman than a big box store. And box stores are important. They employ local people.
Sure.
And a lot of that money stays here, too. But
and you can get things at a box store you can't get locally.
Exactly. But I try to buy from the little guy as much as possible.
Yeah. How can people contact you about propane at Barrett Propane?
They can go to our website, barrettpropane.com, or they can call us at 636-1600.
Mm-hmm.
And same if you have questions about the Qantas auctions, please give me a call at Barrett Propane. I'll make sure that we come out and pick up your goods.
And the Qantas auction starts when?
Starts March 26th, then runs Monday through Friday for 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
7 to 10 p.m.
And we will broadcast that while it's going on our webpage, and I believe on our radio station.
It's going to be on the KQ&A the first week, and mm-hmm. then on the live stream the second week on the KQ&A.com.
There we go. Well, thank you for joining us today, Dave Barrett. Barrett Propane, continued success for you. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Stay tuned because we're going to have news with Link coming up in just a moment, followed by a chat with Damian Browning from Steps to Recovery Homes in Cottonwood. That's part of today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley in Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQ&A.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LMS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Recent sightings of the Lynx Lake Monster confirmed. That's not fake news, that's lake news. The Lynx Lake Cafe is back open Thursday through Sunday with the return of prime rib dinners on Thursday nights, the fish fry on Friday nights, and European Saturday nights. This just in from our correspondent on the scene. What's the story, Bob?
Breakfast at 8, lunch at 11 every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
That's the Lynx Lake News from Lynx Lake Cafe. Anything but ordinary on the north shore of Lynx Lake in the Prescott National Forest. Stay tuned for more lake news from the Lynx Lake Cafe.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions, and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
The Winter Games are here.
The finest athletes train for years, reaching for glory, honor, and gold. This month, you don't have to work nearly as hard at Findlay GMC. Drive to victory in a 2017 GMC Acadia crossover. And it's a 5-star safety rated and yours for as low as $28,799.
That's $7,541 off MSRP.
The 2018 GMC Sierra 1500 SLT 4x4 elevates the pickup truck again with its bold design, robust capability, and comfortably quiet cabin.
Now discounted up to $7,600.
The athletes have to put in countless hours, travel, and hard work to get their goal.
All you have to do is come to Findlay Buick GMC.
Take a test drive and take the keys. This is the month to get your game on with a new GMC in your driveway. Two gold medal offers for a limited time from Findlay Buick GMC. FindlayBuickGMC.com and 928-445-7350. GMC, we are professional grade.
Offers on approved credit does not include tax, license, title fee, and 495 dock fees. Stock number D36654G39021. See dealer for details.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Wednesday evening. I'm Link Elliott with the check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. The secret shopper survey scam has returned in Yavapai County. The scam attempts to convince the participant to cash a check and contact a person as directed for a business location for the Secret Shopper program. A local resident recently got an email notification and mail regarding the scam.
A Prescott resident recently received a priority mail envelope with instructions on enrolling in a Secret Shopper program providing so-called undercover surveys of local businesses. Also included in the envelope was a check for $2,972 made out to the homeowner.
Yavapai County Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight D. Evelyn explains how the scammers get their money.
John, as is indicated in the letter, instructs the participant to cash the check and use a portion of the cash for expenses when conducting the survey. Additionally, a major portion of the money is designated for the purchase of four prepaid credit cards at $650 each.
The scammer asks for prepaid credit card numbers so he can immediately withdraw the funds. After depositing the check, the bank will notify the victim that it's fraudulent, but by that point, it's too late. Most of the people who receive these notices realize it's a scam, but some people believe the work is legitimate and follow through with the instructions. A 64-year-old woman who went missing has been found safe.
Prescott Police Officer David Fuller says Noel Pruitt was last seen Monday.
Prescott police officers responded to an assisted care facility located in the 500 block of East Gurley Street. Information given to officers was that Pruitt had unexpectedly walked away from the facility.
Fuller explains there were concerns over the cold overnight temperatures and Pruitt's medical conditions.
Pruitt was dressed inappropriately for the weather, does not drive, and had no cell phone or purse with her. She was seen wearing a black hoodie with a Native American design, blue jeans, and tennis shoes. Pruitt has been diagnosed with dementia and related illnesses.
Prescott Police and the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office Search and Rescue searched for Pruitt Monday night. She was cold when she was found, but otherwise in good condition. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Partly cloudy tonight, breezy tomorrow, and a chance of snow around Friday. Expect an overnight low of 22 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 39 tomorrow and a high of 34 on Friday. 27 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Thursday of 51 and a high on Friday of 43. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
The Celebrate Life Health Expo 2018, sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, is on its way to Prescott Valley. Join us Saturday, March 3rd, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at our new venue, the Prescott Valley Events Center, 3201 North Main Street. Rain or shine, the indoor event center will be your one-stop location to learn all about health and wellness in the Quad Cities. Learn healthy living tips from the pros, specific to the needs and interests of young families as well as older adults. You'll find a wide variety of wellness information on topics such as heart health and preventing falls. Enjoy free health screenings, fitness and cooking demonstrations, and nutrition resources. Meet some of the Northern Arizona Suns basketball players. Find out about volunteer opportunities throughout the community. Connect with veteran services and much more. Bring the whole family to the Celebrate Life Health Expo at the Prescott Valley Events Center, Saturday, March 3rd from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Hi folks, it's Reagan with Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling. I just wanted to take a moment to say thank you to all the listeners who have been using our services. We greatly appreciate your business. If you haven't called yet, check us out on Facebook or visit us at pvhac.com. We offer affordable service and install pricing 24/7. Call 458-8177 today. Get the details about our 10-year no-worry program. Remember, equipment estimates and second opinions are always free. Call today, 458-8177. Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
When hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Daryl is hired with Indeed.
Using the site saves me a lot of time. It makes my job so much easier.
Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your short list of qualified candidates. Post a job at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 3:34 on Q&A. We have on the line Damian and Ann Browning. They operate Steps to Recovery Homes, which they founded in 2013. Damian, welcome to Q&A, and tell me, why did you found and create Steps to Recovery Homes in Cottonwood?
Well, you know, we're very passionate about our recovery, and we wanted to create something that actually maximized the success rate for people that were going into these kinds of homes. We saw a lot of relapse rate. We wanted to make something that offered a lot more for an affordable price.
Mm-hmm. And you have been very open about your own challenges. How did your own experience make you, how does that affect the way you run the recovery homes?
Well, I think there's a few things. I think one of the things is I can understand and relate to the people, you know, with what they're going through. And when I talk to them about, you know, giving them advice or suggestions, it comes from my own experience and being able to go through those same things. So they listen a lot more. Plus, when we ask them to do things, they're things that we're doing. So they see that. So it's kind of an example-driven program. And for people with addiction issues, I think that's very, very important. You know,
how do you react when you hear people who have never suffered from an addiction saying, oh, it's just a weakness, they need to just get over it?
Well, you know, I used to react kind of crazy, but now it's kind of like, you know, I understand it. That's their perception, and they just don't understand, you know. And I try to talk to them. If they're open to talk about it, I talk to them about my own experiences.
Mm-hmm.
If it was that easy, there's no way that I would have been in heavy addiction for 19 years and living the way I did and neglecting the people I love, especially myself, you know.
Sure. What makes Steps to Recovery Homes different from other sober living programs, and why should people consider going into your program?
Well, I mean, first of all, we're an example-driven program. I mean, there are other example-driven programs. The second thing is we offer a lot more for the price. So, like, you know, we just raised our rates up to $175 a week, but we offer, not only do we have a clean, structured, example-driven program, we offer a lot of benefits like gym memberships and financial savings plan where we have their money. When they come in, we have some scholarships. We actually put them to work for the first couple of weeks to defer their costs. We actually have a program where if they complete our program, we furnish their homes. We actually take them kayaking once a month, yoga once a month, equine. Actually, they can do yoga more. Equine therapy once a month. They go to the wildlife park once a month. We're going to start doing Sedona Segways every other month. We take them camping. There's just a whole bunch. We give them bus passes. We have daily life coaching. There's just a whole bunch of stuff that we offer them. Cleaning supplies, toiletries, linens, laundry soap, all that stuff's included.
Now, what is
a lot of other places for that price do not offer that.
And tell us about your Dinner for Hope.
Well, the Dinner for Hope was something that we came up. We wanted to come up with a fundraiser where we got people to come and actually raise funds and actually tell people what we were doing in the community and let people interact. So the Dinner for Hope, this is our fourth annual Dinner for Hope, and it's actually just a fundraiser. We have a lot. We always have a really, you know, an extreme amount of prizes. We have door prizes, really high-end door prizes, live auction, silent auction, raffle prizes. And then we have testimonies from alumni that have been through the program. And we actually stepped it up the last 2 years. This will be the second year at the Hilton in Sedona. So it's a really nice meal, a really nice venue. Then we have good entertainment. You know, we did have Elizabeth Edwards the last 2 years, and this year we're having Anthony Mazzella. Which is, he's a really, you know, high-end guitar. He's really good at what he does, is mm-hmm. playing the guitar.
Anthony Mazzella played the Elks Theater here in Prescott just last year. He is a great, great talent. How can people get tickets to the Dinner for Hope?
Well, they can go online on our website at steps2recoveryhomes.org, or they can call our office at 928-649-0077. Or they can come into our resale store or office, which is at 516 East State Route 89A, Suite 108 or Suite 113. It's in the old Clemenceau Plaza in Cottonwood, Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Can people...
If they called me or hit me up online or Facebook or anything like that, I'm sure there'd be a way I'd get them a ticket, man, you know?
Now, if they can't go to the dinner, is there some way they can still help?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of people that want to go to the dinner and can't afford it. So what we do is a lot of people will buy tickets and donate tickets for people that can't afford it. Or they can actually buy tables. We're trying to get people to businesses to sponsor tables. We're also trying to get places to donate raffle and auction items. I think we're getting really close on the auction items. We got, like, you know, people are donating high-end art and stuff like that, you know, gift certificates.
Mm-hmm.
We got four thing to Disneyland, and we got Diamondbacks tickets, and we got some really high-end pieces of art, and, you know, all kinds of Segway tours and Jeep tours, and just there's all kinds of good stuff going on.
Is Ann there with you?
She is.
Ann, tell us about the story about when you were working behind the register at Miracles Happen, and you were inspired by a mural painted on the side of the building.
Who told you about that?
Oh, a little bird.
A little bird? Well, actually, when we were actually looking to name the business, and finding a place for our resale store, that's where the name came from on our resale store, is there was a mural on the side of the building. It's a very beautiful community mural. We're no longer in that building, but it is what allowed us to name our resale store Miracles Happen.
Mm-hmm.
Is that when people come together, miracles happen.
And the Steps to Recovery Homes also provide life coaching sessions. And I think a lot of our listeners who have never dealt with addiction would be surprised to see how many areas in everyday life are affected by drug addiction. For instance, you work with your clients on finances, relationships, personal boundaries, long-term employment, communication, health and hygiene, parenting. How does drug addiction affect these areas of people's lives?
Well, you know, a lot of us actually, depending upon when you get started, but a lot of us start at like a really young age, and when we do, we stop growing mentally. We don't know how to clean our house or wash our clothes or keep ourselves even bathed, you know, take care of ourselves, see a dentist. I mean, there's a lot of things we just don't know how to do. So a lot of our life coaches, that's what they come in and do, and they try to teach and help people on finance and budgeting and how to, you know, keep a checkbook, what we want to do to make ourselves presentable, what we're going to wear to interviews, so that it would be like, if I go to the interview that day, I'm going to go to work that day. So I want to go looking like I'm ready for work. You know, a lot of times we don't know when we get in, when we get into recovery, how to do these things. It's very foreign to us.
In the case of most of the people that you help, did they come to Steps to Recovery Homes on their own, or were they kind of guided your way?
Well, we've got a variety of. I mean, there are a lot of people out there in the community that know us, and a lot of times somebody's having a problem, they will tell them about us. But we have a lot of people who have heard about us on their own, and that's, you know, this is where they choose to come.
Mm-hmm.
Not...
Tell us about the... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, we don't have a lot of mandated people here. Most people choose to be here in our program.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about the Hope House and the Gratitude House.
Hope House is a men's house. It's a five-bedroom, three-bath. It holds 9 men right now. We have a three-bedroom, two-bath for the women's house, the Gratitude House, that holds 5 women. Our house managers live on site at these. They both have a house manager. We have laundry facilities, everything right there on site, and that's included in the price. You know, the people don't have to go somewhere else to do their laundry or any of that. Like Damien said, we even supply the laundry soap. We want them to be clean and have a good opportunity of getting back out there in life and getting a good job.
How much of your counseling involves regaining and restoring self-discipline?
90%.
Really?
I would imagine, yeah. Well, I mean, because we talk about it, and it all involves the, you know, learning about ourselves, because we lose a lot of self-confidence when we're out there. When we get clean, learning about how to have self-confidence, how to have self-worth is one of the things that we work on. So a lot of our life coaches do work on that kind of stuff, self-acceptance, self-worth, self-confidence. I mean, everything that we really touch on, even working in some kind of 12-step program, that's what that is all about, is rebuilding that person's abundance of self.
Well, usually, just to touch on that, usually what happens is when we don't have self-worth, we'll act out. We won't have self-discipline, and we'll do things that go against our well-being to make ourselves feel different. So that self-discipline, there's a lot that goes into that to actually start teaching that.
Damien and Ann, I saw a news report several years ago about the number of baby boomers, or the percentage of baby boomers who at some point during their life have tried different drugs. And they mentioned how easy it is for someone looking for drugs to get them. Where do they go for drugs these days?
Can we answer that on the air?
Well, we're not talking about, you know, an address or anything, but I'm just kind of curious.
No, well, check this out. I mean, you know, they're saying people start using when they're 7, 6, 8, 9 years old.
Wow.
They get it from their parents' cabinets. They get it from the medicine cabinets. They get it from the liquor shelves. It's crazy. In schools now, I mean, weed is getting so acceptable. I mean, people are, you know, I know parents, you know, I know kids that are in juvenile probation that are saying that their parents let them smoke weed. You know, these are 9, 10-year-old kids.
And have you had a lot of people who are coming to you suffering from opioid addictions?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's really hard, you know, it's really hard. It's a really hard thing right now, the opioid epidemic, but...
And a lot of that starts at the doctors, because the doctors are prescribing, you know, things, and they'll prescribe like an Oxycontin or an Oxycodone, and they don't realize what that's going to do to somebody that has an addiction issue. Because then when they can't get that, they're going to be looking for something different, which is usually comes down to heroin or something on the street.
Well, that's the thing. Even when they, if they can get out of their opioid addiction and come to us, we focus on talking to them about their addiction and what that means, because they'll substitute. They'll start doing other things to fill their insides. You know, they'll take things outside of themselves, either the job or the relationship or, you know, a different drug or whatever. So we talk to them about that kind of stuff, because there's a, you know, there's a illusion that it's just one specific drug, and it's not.
Do you pick up donations for Miracles Happen?
I do, all over the state.
How can we take
all kinds of stuff. Hygiene, we take couches, we take tables, furniture, knickknacks, whatever we can sell, and Miracles Happen, man. Miracles Happen's an amazing place. Art? Yeah, we do a lot of art, too, yeah.
What are some of the other ways people can get involved with helping the people that want to recover, but they fall through the cracks?
Well, you know, we're looking for life coaches. We're looking for volunteers. We're looking for people to come to our dinner. We're looking for people to donate, do the tax credit. You know, we're members of the Arizona Qualifying Charitable Organization, so people can donate 400 single and up to 800 married. And they can use it for a dollar for dollar tax credit on their Arizona state taxes. And Arizona is the only state that does that. We're looking for board members. We're looking for all kinds of things. People, we just got a couple of vans donated. That was pretty cool.
Ah, great. Indeed.
Yeah. I got a boat donated, but it has no motor. So I'm looking for for the boat so I can take the people out in the lake. I mean, you know, there's just a bunch of ways to get involved. I mean, people can come here and help in the office. People can help me with the, I mean, we do events, you know, we do other events too.
Now, tell us how you, how Ann and Damien met.
At a meeting, 12-step meeting we met.
And you had, so you had a shared interest there. How did you decide, or why did you decide to put together a recovery facility?
Well, I don't know. You know, I was going to school as a paramedic, and I was going to school for computers, and we're just very passionate about recovery. And we had talked about what we would do, you know, if we did open something. And one day she made the decision. I really didn't even want to do it. And I knew it would be way too much work, man. It's a lot of work.
Didn't want to work all that hard, did you? Now, we've mentioned the Dinner for Hope. Do you have any other events going on this year?
We do. We're doing Erase the Stigma. every year. And we're members of Northern Arizona Recovery Association, NARA, up there in Prescott, too. So we go up mm-hmm. there a lot, so that you might hear about some of that going on. But one of the events that Steps Recovery Homes does is Erase the Stigma. And it's a free community awareness day about educational and awareness day about addiction and mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in June. It's here in Cottonwood. We're going to probably start expanding out to other cities eventually, but what we do is we have about six to seven speakers, keynote speakers, and we get about anywhere from 30 to 40 organizations that help, and we talk about the issues, and then we provide them with somewhere to get solutions.
And what is the future for Steps to Recovery Homes?
Well, and I want to touch about on the Roots Roll Ride real quick. We have a Clean and Sober concert in October, too.
Mm-hmm.
And last year we had 9 bands play, and it was a free event.
Oh, wow.
So we do that every year, too. It's called the Roots Music. It's called the Northern Arizona Roots Music Festival, Roots Roll and Ride. And it's also a poker run, too, with it, so to raise funds. The future holds, I don't know, we have a lot of visions, man. We are looking, we want to open an IOP, we want to open Transitional Living, we want to open another store, but we need funding, we need more people to get involved, man. I've been asked to open Sober Living Steps to Recovery Homes in Flagstaff and Prescott and Safford and in Casa Grande and other cities, but I just can't do it. I've been asked to do Erase the Stigmas in other cities. So this thing might get pretty big, you know. Right now we are actually getting ready to find a warehouse and start putting people to work with a job development program. So when people come into our program, they'll actually work under us and it'll maximize their success rate. Because one thing that happens when people go get a job somewhere, is their surroundings can affect them. So, like, if they go to work for, like, say, Joe's Diner, and the people working for Joe's Diner are very negative, or they're drinking, or they're smoking weed, or whatever, all of a sudden they're put in a bad position. And when they work under Ann and I, we can actually teach them and talk to them about recovery, and it really puts the level of their success up a little bit more.
And finally, Damien and Ann, tell us your phone number and your webpage.
The phone number is 928-649-0077. That's 928-649-0077. And the web is steps2recoveryhomes.org.
And that is Damien and Ann Browning with Steps to Recovery Homes in Cottonwood. Thank you so much for joining us. Continued success with your recoveries and what you're doing for the community.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You have a great day. That's Ann and Damien Browning, Steps to Recovery Homes. Stay tuned. I've got tomorrow's Q&A guests and some final thoughts coming away on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
Hi, I'm Jason Williams, the Trails and Wilderness Manager for the Prescott National Forest. I earned a Bachelor's and a Master's of Arts in Environmental Studies and Adventure Education from Prescott College. Today, I am proud to make a difference in our community by working with community members on such projects as the Prescott Circle Trail and protecting our wilderness areas. My experience with Prescott College allows me to contribute by conserving our local public lands and providing opportunities for everyone to enjoy the great outdoors.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
Save big bucks on trucks. This is Scotty Fleming of Courtesy Auto Sales inviting you to save big on top-of-the-line Toyotas, four-wheel drives, domestic diesels, lifted trucks, and sport utilities. Buying a truck at Courtesy Auto Sales is easy with great prices and outstanding financing. You'll always be treated with uncommon courtesy at Courtesy Auto Sales. Truck on in to one of our three convenient locations, Cottonwood, Prescott, and Prescott Valley, or shop CourtesyAutoSales.net. Chuck in.
This is Tom Dolan of Foothills Bank, and we want to thank Prescott Valley for the warm welcome to the community. Our new branch, which recently opened on Glassford Hill Road, has been embraced by our existing and new customers who are taking advantage of our totally free personal and business checking. Please come by and see what everyone is talking about. You'll be glad you did. We're located on Glassford Hill Road next to Starbucks. For more information, visit us at foothillsbank.com. Foothills Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, it was a pretty good week for financial incentives after a Philadelphia elementary school offered their 8th graders $100 not to fight. And so far, the experiment is working. One student, Zakiya Barnes-Wiggins, says, "I was always trying to fight somebody before. Now I don't use my hands." Except to count that money, I guess. It was also a good week for lions when a suspected lion poacher with a rifle was killed and eaten by lions at a private game park in South Africa. The irritated lions ate his body, nearly all of it, and just left his head and some remains, according to police at the private game park. It was a really bad week for living the dream when a Colorado couple with very little sailing experience quit their jobs, bought a 28-foot sailboat for a trip around the world, and within sight of land, shortly after leaving, the boat sank. 26-year-old Tanner Broadwell and 24-year-old Nikki Walsh say they'll try again after they save some money. Stay tuned now because we've got Talk of the Town coming up. Join me tomorrow at 3 o'clock for my guests Terry Davis from the Yavapai Humane Society and hairstylist-turned-author Lorraine Massey with her book Silver Hair. That is tomorrow for Q&A at 3 o'clock when I will see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.